people sit and talk for hours, discussing if the love they've got is real. You don't have to say it, 'cause I know exactly what you feel. People keep on talking about the weather, spending words on unimportant things, staying in a corner, listen to a heart that sings. We don't have to say the words, we live by the love. We don't have to say the word. Sometimes I can feel you read my mind, that I am an open book to you. Ain't ever hard for us to find love. Always I'm calm.
Travelers were climbing a mountain, and as they were traveling, climbing, one of the inexperienced traveler of them stopped in between and said, "Where is the greenery you talked about? Where is the beautiful scenery you talked about? I don't see it anymore. I just see the undergrowths, the bushes." The experienced traveler said, "Right now, you are at the center of the greenery. You are at the center of that beautific scenery. But you will see it only once you reach the top. Otherwise not. The greenery, the scenery, the beautific scenes, you will be able to see only once you reach the top of the mountain. Right now, you are in the center of it. That's why you can't see it." So that is all about drama. Every scene is beautiful. Every scene is so perfectly matching, but sometimes we don't see it. And probably, and perhaps, we would be able to see that beauty once we reach the But how good it would be if you realize, if you understand, during journey only, that every scene is beautiful. So today we'll discuss about the world drama. We'll discuss about the different aspects of this drama. Yesterday we heard Bab Dada, and we will take some part of it also. Before I start this session, I would like to tell you yet another story. This is the story of five wise men who got lost in the woods, and they were not understanding what to do. The first wise man said, "I will go to the left. My intuition is telling me that I should go to the left." The second person says, "I will prefer to go towards right, because right means righteous. So I will go to the right." First said, "I will go to the left." Second said, "I will go to the right." The third said, "I'm quite afraid. I don't know what is going to happen to us. So better that I go back." The fourth said, "I want to know what is there ahead. So I will go ahead. I want to know, I want to explore. There must be something new there, out new there. So I must go out." So he proceeds ahead. The fifth one of them, he says, "Stop. What are you doing? Let me climb the tree and I will try to find out which is the smallest way to get out of this forest." And he immediately climbs the tree, the tallest tree. And sitting there, he could envision everything. And he feels pity for his friend. He feels, "Now I have got to know the way to get out of the forest. My poor friends, they have gone in the wrong directions, all of them." So he feels, "I am right and my four friends are wrong." But the truth was something else. All five of them were right. How? Any guess? All five of them were right. The first person, the first wise man who turned towards left, as he went inside the forest, he encountered wild animals, lot of difficulties, hardships, but gradually he learned to deal with them. Gradually became experienced in living in the most inclement, most adverse situations and weather. That was the first man. The second man who turned towards right, as he walked towards the right side, he encountered thieves, robbers. They snatched everything, whatever he was carrying, and they made him a member of their team. But his presence awoke something in them gradually, the spirit of compassion. The spirit of friendliness. And those thieves gradually became the wise men. The third friend, who retraced his steps back, he made a path for those who would reach that forest. And it became easy for others to follow, because till now nobody ever ventured to enter this forest. So he became instrumental soul in paving a new way for the people of the villages. The fourth one who went ahead, till then nobody had ever tried to go ahead in this forest. But he found out new places, new land, magnificent landscape, and so on. So he became instrument in searching the new. And the fifth friend who had climbed the tree, people started coming to him and with their problems, and he started showing them the shortest way to come out of it. So all five of them were right. It's not that the only the one was right. Every one of them were right in this way, in the similar manner, in this drama. Everything is perfectly arranged. We feel that this should not happen, that should not have happened. But if we see it as a detached observer, as Baba sees this drama, gradually we'll come to understand that everything is so perfect in this drama. Long back in the history of Yajna, I think that was 1984, there were Sikh riots, and there was one center in Kanpur which was burned to ashes. Almost everything got destroyed. And recently also that Murli was played. And Baba said, just as you say that, just as you say, wah, wah, when your things are saved, now your things are burnt, now also say, wah, wah. If there is a wah, wah, the joy, the song of joy, when something is saved, why don't you say vava when something is burnt? Even this burning was recorded in the drama. And if you want to have constant and stable stage, you should accept everything, whatever is happening in this drama. So there was benefit in burning also. There are many examples like that which Baba has given, which shows that there is something perfect about this drama. Rather than complaining, rather than saying, why this is like that, this scene I don't like, this scene is very bad, remove this scene from my life, some scene of the past is very traumatic, very painful, and I, even if I remember that scene, the heart shudders. My heart trembles at the very remembrance of that painful event of life. But if we analyze each and every scene of this drama, you will arrive at the conclusion that everything was perfectly planned. Nothing was without planning, and everything had a purpose. Only thing is, we have to change our perspective, our viewpoint, our way of looking at things. Then things would change. It is just, suppose there is a mountain, let's take the example of Naki Lake. You can see this lake in different ways. Try to climb some of the mountains which are surrounding, and you will have a different view. You climb the top of some mountain, you will see the entire lake. You go to the right, you go to the left, and from different points you will see different aspects of the lake. In the similar manner, situations are also like that. Where we stand, that is more important than what situation is. From which side I am looking at the situation, that is more important. For example, a mother was asked, how is your daughter doing? She is recently married. She said, my daughter is in heaven. Her husband is so good. He gives her so many gifts. He gives her so many jewelries. She is on her bed till 12 noon. And then at 12 noon she gets tea on her bed. She is in heaven, really, her husband is a prize. Then the mother is asked, how about your son? I heard he also got married. She says, this is his great misfortune. He got such a wife that he gives her so many jewelries. But she sleeps till 12 noon. And she wants tea on the bed. Life is horrible for my son. How you look at things. Things appear painful. Things appear joyous. It all depends upon where you are standing. From which point of place you are viewing things, seeing things. So this drama is wonderful, beautiful. But only for those who remember all the points of this drama. So we will discuss some of the beautiful points of this drama, and I feel each one of us should remember all these points of drama every day, every single day, because knowledge of drama is very important in stabilizing our stage. Yoga definitely is important. Yoga helps us in purifying ourselves. But in the face of adverse situations, in the face of hostile circumstances, the one and the single most thing that helps is knowledge of drama. So we'll discuss about 21 different points about this drama. And each of the point is soothing. It gives it's a sort of balm, a solace to the heart. First, this drama is accurate. Always, as I'm saying, remember all these points at least once in 24 hours. Our minds revolts. It wants to fight with circumstances, with people. Why she has done like this to me? Why he has done like this to me? Why he doesn't behave like this, in this manner with me? Mind is filled with complaints. Can we reach a stage where there is no complaint? Yes, it is possible. Till now, all the philosophers of the world, they had their own philosophies. Now this is the new philosophy Baba has told. Probably this knowledge of drama is not mentioned, not discussed in any of the scriptures of the world. Not a single philosopher, thinker, dreamer, or great soul, or religious founder, any Shankaracharya, any Pope, any Tirthankar, any Buddha, ever mentioned this world drama. So the first thing Baba told about this drama is perfect. This drama is accurate. Don't pick faults with things. Our brother Nirvair Bhaiji, once he had mentioned a very beautiful thing. He said, Baba is the director of the drama. So about 12 dramas came to him. And he had to select one. And he selected this one. Because this was perfect. All other drama had some or other problems. Some story was not good. Some dresses were not good in some of the drama. Some dialogues were not fitting. But this was aptly fitting. This was perfect. So the drama where we are right now, this is the most perfect drama. Most accurate. So tell your mind, tell your intellect, tell your heart, this drama is accurate. Everything is perfectly going on. Everything is in harmony. And O life, O drama, I have no problems. O God, I have no problems. Baba, I am perfectly happy with this drama. So this drama is accurate, perfect, without any fault, without any imperfection. Second thing about this drama, I don't think there is any English translation for that word. And that is a word which is so unique, which has not been used by anywhere, by anyone. In no literature of the world you will find that word. And that word is bana banaya. Means, either there are two things. Bana means to make. Banaya means already made. But Baba uses the word bana banaya. It's a very difficult word to understand sometimes. Nobody has made it. For example, this flower, plastic flower. Either somebody has made it or it cannot be in existence without it. But Baba says, this drama, I have not made. Even I have a role in this drama. Just as you are actors, I am also actor. So this drama nobody has made. So all those questions, who made this drama? If suppose Baba answers this question, then he has to face a lot of allegations. Why you made the drama of my life so difficult? Why other people are so happy? Look at them, they nicely, they don't have any obstacles in their lives. And my life has been so hard since the inception. Everywhere there are problems and problems in my life. Baba, why you did like this? That's where Baba says, I have not made, please. Keep me away. I am away from this drama. I am also an actor. This drama nobody has made. Bana banaya. It's already ready-made. There is no point of time that it is made at this point of time. And then it is going on. Because if Baba mentions it is made at this point, then he will also have to tell when it will end. How long the suffering will go on. So remember this important point of drama. This is bana banaya, a ready-made piece. Third, see this drama as a cartoon show. Hilarious. This is a Mickey Mouse game that is going on. You have to enjoy. When you see some game, when you see some movie, you have to enjoy it. So in the similar manner, this drama has been made for enjoyment. And if suppose I am not enjoying this drama, probably something is wrong. In yesterday's Murli, last evening, which was played in Shantivan, the Murli of 31st October 2007, recorded Murli, Baba said, those children who see this drama as a detached observer, they sit on the seat of detached observership or knower of three aspects of time, Trikaldarshi, they never become upset. You become upset when you go down the seat. So life of spiritual pleasure, Moj. This is the life of spiritual pleasure, spiritual bliss. So view everything as if some cartoon show is going on. This is a play that is going on. Don't take things very seriously. Why he said like this to me? He should not have said. He should have been considerate. He should have been compassionate. And Brahmins have a lot of problems with Brahmins. Because their most of the karmic accounts are getting settled through Brahmins. And for a Brahmin, this Brahmin family is an examination hall. And every Brahmin is a paper. But don't take things seriously. Baba says, enjoy. Just as I am detached, you also stay detached and enjoy this drama. So the third point about drama is, see this drama as a cartoon show, as a fun game, as a fun activity, as an entertainment that's going on. Each one is given a part to play. So they are playing their parts. It's nothing wrong. Why I am getting too much involved in somebody? When I stay away, I will enjoy. If I feel deeply involved, then I will suffer. So, even while doing everything, always remember who I am. In today's Avyakta Murli, morning, Sundays, Baba said, stay in the Nirakari stage, in the incorporeal stage, and then come in this corporeal body. Always remember who you are. I am the point of light. Yesterday also Baba said, there are so many people in the world, so great men, but they don't have the intoxication. Here, three people have got intoxication. A child, If asked, who are you? With lot of intoxication, he says, I am a soul. If an old mother is asked, what do you have got? She says, I have got God. There, those Mahatmas, those Gurus says, it is very difficult. And third, those following in the path of family, they say, we stay pure. How? Because there is Baba between us and purity is our original religion. Because of two reasons we stay pure, even while staying in the household. So look at the intoxication level. We know who we are, we know who is God, and purity. Three important things from yesterday's Murli. So this drama is perfect. One, this drama, bana banaya, ready made. Third, this drama, enjoy this drama. Enjoy every scene of this drama. It's very beautiful. Fourth, this drama. In this drama, every soul is different. In this drama, every soul's part is different. In this drama, every soul's action is different. In this drama, no two scenes are similar. All scenes are different. So some people say that that scene is very painful of my life. That very, very painful scene. But that was only once. No scene is ever repeated in this drama. So this drama, everybody is different. Every soul's specialities are different. Every soul's diseases are different. Every soul's future is different. So this point helps us in keeping ourselves stable. I have seen many BK parents, they want their children to become Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, while the children are not at all interested. And that is the cause of sorrow. They want, they drag them to the Brahma Kumari centers. And they run away. Children run away. The mother is thinking that my daughter should become center teacher. And the daughter is dreaming of a prince coming on a horse to take her. She is not at all interested in all these things. But mother wants that her fortune should be very bright. But she is not interested in fortune this way. Her fortune is coming on the horse, riding towards her and will take her as a bride. Khalil Gibran is one of the greatest poet. In one of the poetries he said, your children are not your children. They are from you, but not for you. Your children are not your children. They are gift of God to you. They are from you, but they are not for you. So don't force your desires upon them. You can take the horse to the pond, but you cannot make it drink the water. No, everybody's fortune is different. Baba often talks about residents of Abu. Baba said, see, you have come from such a far off distances. And look at people who are staying there. They are still in bhakti. They are still worshipping different gods and goddesses. So it's you who is fortunate. So every soul's part is different. I don't have to get disturbed by why he is doing like that. Why he does like this. Why he is not following Srimad. Now forget those people of the world. Come in this family also. In this family also, every soul is different. No two souls are similar. No two souls' efforts are similar. So deep understanding of this point is very important. Otherwise, I keep on building castles in air. I create a mountain of expectations. So many expectations from each other. I gave him this, he must give me this. When he was sick, I had gone to see him. Now I am sick, when he is coming? He is not coming. See that he knows that I am sick and admitted in the hospital. But in spite of that, he is not coming. So lot of breaking of heart. One of the greatest causes of our sufferings, deep psychological sufferings, is our inner unfulfilled expectations. Inner unfulfilled expectations. We expect a lot and we take for granted whatever others do for us. Then fifth point about drama. This drama is enigmatic. Enigma means mystery. This is a mysterious drama. At one point of time, Baba had said, some of the secrets of this drama would remain secret till the end. And that's the beauty of the drama. So probably you may not know everything. Some secrets would remain secret till the end. So know that this is a drama, a mini enigma, and enwrapped in mystery. So this is a mysterious thing. And whenever there is a mystery, you should see it with wonder. Oh, like that. Oh, it's like that. So, look at this drama as a mystery. This is a mystery which is unfolding. This is a secret which is getting divulged gradually, by and by. The next, this drama is fixed or predestined. This drama is fixed. So many times this word has come in Murli, that this drama is fixed. It's predestined. This had to happen, it had to happen. Now put a full stop. Now that what has happened. You can't change it now. The water, the milk is spilt. What you can do? Why cry over the spilt milk? Whatever that happened has happened, fine. Things were very bad, accepted. Baba and one of the Murlis, Baba said, I accept. I am not telling you to call bad as good. It's okay, but now don't let it enter into your inculcate, don't let it percolate into your brain. Drama is fixed. Drama is predestined. The next point, God loves this drama. So, we should also love it. But Baba, we love the entire drama except two scenes. Please remove them. Next time. Baba says, I love this drama completely. I love this drama. So you also should love this drama. As I said, this is a drama for fun, for entertainment. It's a huge concert that is going on, an orchestra. Different players, different musicians, they are playing the things. So there is a symphony, there is a harmony. Just see it as a detached observer. So this drama, God loves this drama. That's why I should also love it. In yesterday's Murli, which was played down in Shantivan, Baba said, why you worry about things? Don't you see that your father is carefree emperor? So you should also remain carefree. So our father is carefree. You should also remain carefree. Carefree in things, in thoughts, in words, in contacts and relationships. Three things. So stay as a carefree emperor. You don't have to worry. You don't have to think of things, why this is happening, why that is happening. And become full of burden. I had mentioned previously also, I'll reiterate that thing. The statistics about worry, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I just love to talk about it. 40% worry is imaginary. We worry about things which are imaginary. 30% worry is about the past, for which we can't do anything now, which is immutable, unchangeable. 10% worry, 12% worry, is because of criticism we receive from others. But that is a wrong criticism, false criticism. 10% worry is because of the health. headache, knee pain, back pain, I am not well. Only 8% worry is proper worry, which you should worry about. But then again, by worrying you cannot get rid of worry. So this is the complete statistics of worry. Baba said you have to become carefree emperor. Carefree emperor. Don't worry about anything. Your father is sitting, he will take care of things. Health, criticism, and then real worry is 8%. That is a statistical figure about worry. So, nothing is going to, we are going to achieve just by thinking about things. So, God loves this drama. Okay? Now, the next point about the drama. No one can go halfway back to home. The moment the souls come down and they have to complete the complete, they have to complete the full cycle. Nobody can go in between. Know that for sure. Nobody can go suddenly. This is very pertinent and relevant. Many people attempt suicide. In the hospital, almost every 15 days we get one or two cases. What has happened? Somebody failed in exam. They decide to end the life. This is a gross suicide. There is something which is known as spiritual suicide. Spiritual suicide. Where a person doesn't kill the body, but he kills his mind. By deep depression. Not interested in anything. And I have seen in the medical practices, a lot of BKs nowadays are also suffering from this spiritual depression. They're not interested in anything. Not feel like, they don't feel like to do any effort, any purushat. Not interested in listening to Murli, not interested in listening to any class. They just remain drowned in their own sorrow. Sorrow of Brahmin life. It's a very wrong word. But they are sorrowful. But know that this life is very, very beautiful. Very precious. You can't just waste it that way. And if even if you feel that all the doors of my life, this room are, God will open one more door. If one door he closes, 100 door he opens. So new opportunities, new chances will come. So you don't have to really get depressed about anything in this Brahmin life. Think of newness. Meet new people, go to new places, listen to new classes, meet those people who are highly enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is contagious. It will spread, it's infectious. So nobody can go in between. Even if those who in the world think that I will end this life, but they have to take rebirth. If suppose somebody has committed suicide, okay? The next birth, do you think it will be very happy? The same past birth, previous trauma will continue in the next birth. In the next birth, everything is alright. But you know, there is something known as endogenous depression. What is endogenous depression? Endogenous depression is a major depression where there is no disturbance in life, where family is very good, where job is very good, income is very good, material wealth is there, social status is very good, yet person is depressed without any reason. This is probably some past birth connection. No matter how much enthusiastic you try to make him, they are just not interested. Their face is total without emotions. And we see so many patients in practice who are suffering from such endogenous depression. And they have to be on lifelong, for a very long time on drugs. With drugs, they might remain okay. Some of them, not all. So, life is precious. The next point about drama. In this drama, everyone is innocent. Nirdosh. Perfectly innocent. Don't keep on blaming. He has done this, he has done this, he has done. This blame business has to be stopped. This blame culture. whatever that is happening in my life, I am responsible. I don't lay the blame at anybody's door. In my life, whatever is happening, I own all the responsibility. The onus is upon me. I can't say that this is not good and that is not good. He has done this to me. Otherwise, I would have been very good. People say, some of the Brahmins say, my parents were not good, laukik. They did not give us proper sustenance. That's why we are like this. Why you are blaming them? Or in fact, why are you blaming anybody? In this drama, every soul is blame-free. Every soul is innocent. Don't think that he is the criminal of my life. Baba says, look at Baba's vision. How he sees everybody. How he starts the Murli. Yesterday's Murli, just take for example. You are ancestors. You are Purvaj, Pujya Atma, charitable souls. You are the image of upliftment, Adhar Murt. You are at the root of the tree, of this Kalpa. So elevated thoughts. So in this drama, everyone is innocent. Then this drama is just. This drama is just. Just means Nyayakari. There is no injustice happening in this drama. No prejudice, no injustice, no bias, no partiality, no favoritism. This drama is just. We feel that, okay, this should not have happened. But how do we know? For example, a man was going and he saw, he saw a very healthy, hefty person has caught hold of a thin man and is beating him mercilessly. The saint feels compassion. He says, what are you doing? Just leave him. The hefty person, the very strong-built person, is thrashing a thin-built chap. And with much difficulty, the saint intervenes and helps to unclutch that thin man from the grip of this hefty man. And that thin man, once free, just runs away. That hefty person says, oh saint, what you did? He stole my purse and he ran away with that. The saint thought, oh, what an injustice is going on. Since you are very heavy and heavily built, you are thrashing a thin man. We really do not know what is what. We don't have the full picture in our eyes. We see only part of things. And that's why we say this is injustice. What we know, what is justice and what is true and what is untruth, we really do not know. For example, in London, once upon a time, one sadhu, one sannyasi was blamed and he was put behind the bars in a case of murder, and he was imprisoned, awarded the imprisonment of 23 years. At the end of 18 years, it was proven that the real murderer is somebody else. So they say, now you are free, come out. He says, no, I am fine here only. I am doing my spiritual sadhana practice. I am quite happy here. Now regarding the murder, even at that point of time, I knew that I am not the murderer. You are talking of murderer. I did not even kill a mosquito in my life. But since this thing happened, I knew that this is the result of some previous birth's sin. So I did not protest. So I did not criticize. And I accepted it. Because it happened to me and I have nobody to blame. So whatever that is happening in my life is just. Don't feel that this is injustice that has been done to me. Then next, this drama is beneficial, kalyankari. There is a benefit hidden in every scene of this drama. There is a profit hidden behind the loss. As you all know about Edison, in 1914, his entire lab, New Jersey, at 5 p.m. in the evening, caught fire and everything got burnt to ashes. And he kept on looking at it, enjoying the scene. It had so many researches, but he did not get depressed. Within 6 months, he re-erected everything. So probably that was the taste of his patience. That's why he says to his son comes running, Charles. Father, what's happening? He says, look at the beautiful scene. Everything is burning. He says, all our mistakes are getting burnt. He says, call your mother to see this beautiful scene. So, staying stable in difficult situations. Thinking that there is definitely a hidden benefit in this scene. So this drama is kalyankari, beneficial. The next, this drama is limitless, without any limit. Behat, Baba says. It's an unlimited drama which is being played. Huge drama that's going on. With so many subplots. With so many co-actors, supporting actors. And always remember, there are two dramas. One is a bigger drama that's going on, and another is the smaller drama of my life. There's a smaller drama which is going on, where people enter, go away. There is an exit, entry and exit of souls in this drama also. So new people will arrive in your lives, old people will go away. So don't be sorrowful. Why he has gone away, why she has gone away, why he is dead. This is a beautiful drama. Entry and exit will go on. New will come, old will go. So that's fine. Accept it. Accept the change of drama. So this drama is limitless. The next point, this drama is multifaceted. This drama is multifaceted drama. It's so variety is there in this drama, you can't just even imagine. No two faces are similar. No two natures are similar. There's a variety in this drama. So variety is the spice of life. You have to enjoy it. Suppose, in my family, there are 5 members, okay? And whatever I say, all of them follow. What is the beauty? Is there any beauty? I say, come on, get up ready, let's go to the center. Everybody is ready and everybody is at the center. Now I say, let's go back to home and everybody is at home. Then I say, let's sit in yoga and everybody is sitting in yoga. Then I say, stop doing yoga, let's go for some fun picnic and everybody is for fun picnic. Now I say, stop all this, go to sleep and everybody goes to sleep. This is a happy home. Everybody is obeying what one person is saying. Happiness is when there is a lot of variety of souls. You say, let's go for yoga. He says, no, I want to see television. Now that is the beauty. You try to explain something, they understand something. This is a variety drama. You have to enjoy it. For example, a child says to the mother, mother, your hair are becoming grey. So the mother takes it a point. Let me teach him something now. This is a good idea. She says, whenever you do any mischief, my one of the hair become grey. It's because of you that I am becoming old now. But the child is very, very mischievous. He says, Oh, now I understood why grandmothers all hair are grey. Because you are doing the same thing. So this drama is multifaceted. You must accept the varying nature of the different souls. It's not a joke to stay in Madhuban with 20 mothers in one room. 20 mothers staying in the same hall. It's the greatest test paper. Somebody wants door to be opened. Somebody wants door to be closed. Somebody comes and on the light and you are sleeping. Somebody comes and hits you and goes away. And you are deeply asleep. Now you got up. With the thought that tomorrow Baba is coming, let me get up early. But you got up at 11. Now you are not getting sleep for 12, till 12. And then you get up at 3:30. You had planned 2 o'clock yoga. Everything is gone. But you have to accept the varying nature, the multifaceted drama. The next point, in this drama, nothing new. Means, everything, the old stuff which is going on. Don't get surprised by anything. Oh, he has done this. Oh, he was in Gyan. Baba recently said in one of the Murli about the teacher. Your teacher, she was teaching Gyan so much, now she is no more there. Teacher has left the Gyan. So, no surprise. No surprises. Don't get shocked by listening to some bad news. This is going to happen. Baba said this yajna would tremble one day. And all the unripe leaves will go away. All the immature souls would live this yajna once. A day will come like that. Only those who are ripe, only those who are mature, only those who are very pakka, they alone will stay here. Otherwise all the rest would run to their hills. So, in this drama, nothing new. The next point, detached observer, Sakshi. At least twice in a day, okay, make this a practice. See all the scenes of your life as a detached observer. Once at Amrit Vela, and second, before evening yoga. Just sit before you start your evening yoga. Just view everything that happened throughout the day as a detached observer. What time I got up, then I listened to Murli, then I interacted with these souls, then this seva I did, then the interactions, the relationships, everything that happened throughout the day. Let me just see them. How they are. What are the scenes? As a detached observer. As if I am sitting on some mountain and seeing everything. So, in this drama, one must see this drama as an observer, as a spectator, mute spectator. The view, the spectacle, the beautiful, the vast, the wondrous spectacle that is going on. Then next point about drama is, there is one slogan of this drama, past is past and full stop. These are the two words. Whatever that happened, put a full stop now. How long you are going to think about it? How long you are going to get unhappy about it? How long you are to brood about it? And entering a melancholy stage. Melancholia means, what is melancholy? It is sadness, not depression exactly. But it is a minor form of sadness where person is not happy. Sad. Very, very sad. Just sitting. There is no particular thought as such, but sad. Sad about life, sad about people, sad about everything, no enthusiasm. Absolute listless stage. Why? Because something wrong happened in life. So past is past. Whatever that had happened, now put a full stop. Don't try to recall, re-recall, discuss, narrate, share about it. and make the life hell out of it. Just a full stop. Then the next point about drama is no questions, no complaint. No questions, no complaint. Baba says, stop this complaint. If you will have queue of complaint, you will have to stand in the queue of Silver Age. In the queue of Silver Age. No questions. Yesterday I was listening to one brother's class. He described a very beautiful thing. Few teachers from Punjab had come and they were meeting Dadi Prakash Mani in History Hall. One of the teachers asked, Dadi, why did Baba select you? There were so many other Dadis, other sisters were there. Why you were selected? And Dadi narrated. Dadi gave the answer. Dadi spoke as if she is speaking in third person. But she sincerely told why. The first answer was purity. Baba saw in her 100% purity. The second answer was obedience. No complaint, no questions. And third, Dadi said, Dadi, she was pointing to herself, has done almost all services of this yajna, sweeping the floor, cooking food, everything which probably not others might not have done so much. There was not a single service, no seva, which Dadi did not do. So Dadi said, these are the three reasons because of which she was selected to look upon this yajna as the head. So no questions about this drama, no complaints. Our life should not become a complaint box where we are full of complaint about people, persons, places, things, happenings, events, situations. The next point about drama is, this drama repeats. This drama is a repetition. There is nothing new that we already said, but this is a pure repetition that is going on. So you don't have to get surprised, disturbed, rattled because of anything which is happening. The same thing had happened in the past, it's getting reproduced. It's simply a duplication. A repetition. So that is one more point about drama. The next, in this drama, there is no place for superstition, stupidity. We have to come out of some of the superstitions that we have created within. Some of the stupidities we are doing again and again in this drama. There is no place for superstition. There is no suspense as such in this drama. So this is one important point. Baba has mentioned about this in one of the murlis. The next, this drama is truth. The 20th point, this drama is truth. Everything is happening is satya. Don't deny anything. Don't go in that denial mode. Come out and come in the acceptance mode. I accept each and everything. Everything is true that has happened is fine. And the last point, 21, unchangeable. This drama is immutable. This drama, nobody can change. There was one mother and she had many bad events in her life. Her child died, her husband died. She was very sorrowful and also in gyan. So she came to one of the senior brothers and said, so same thing will happen to me. Can I change this drama? The senior brother said, yes, you can change. She said, tell me fast. So how can we change? He said, do 8-hour yoga every day. And your drama will change automatically. Because your vision will change. Your perspective will change. So everything will change. So these are the total 21 points of drama. We'll try to revise it and we will do a short yoga on the same drama after that. First, accurate. A for accurate. this drama is accurate. B. B for this drama is banaya. Nobody has made it, it's ready-made. C. C this drama as a cartoon show, or C for cartoon show. This is a fun game. This is an entertainment. This is a spiritual entertainment that is happening, or material entertainment, whatever you call it. D. Different. Every soul is different. No two souls are similar. No two scenes are similar. No two plots are similar. No two fortunes are similar. So don't force your desires upon somebody. E. Enigmatic. This drama is very mysterious, clandestine, very secret. It's up to you to decipher the secret, to divulge the secret. The drama is gradually unfolding, because many things we get to know only at the end of things. Some mysteries remain mystery till the end. That's the beauty of the drama. H. Nobody can go halfway back. Halfway you cannot go and leave this drama and go back. Then G. God loves this drama. God loves this drama. I. Innocent. Every soul is innocent. Stop blaming business. Stop the blame culture. Because whatever that has happened in my life is my own doing. My own karma has come back to me. Mothers say to Baba, Baba, please help our husbands. They beat me so much. Baba says, you must have also thrashed him many times in the past. So that's your own doing that is coming to you. Sometimes it will come, our karmic accounts we have to settle, sometimes in the way of bodily diseases, sometimes financial problems, sometimes tough relationships. Very, very tough, difficult relationships. Very complicated relationships. Where there are 1,000 layers in relationships of two persons. There is a love, also hate. Dislike, also jealousy. Everything together. One cannot just figure out what is this relation. Because there are 1,000 layers in one relationship. That is also settling of karmic account. So innocent. Then J. J means just. This drama is just. Then K means Kalyankari. This drama is beneficial. Every scene there is a hidden benefit. Then L, this drama is limitless. Unlimited drama, unlimited game is going on. Then M, multifaceted. There are so many aspects of this drama. What I have understood is just one small aspect. The moment you climb up on the top of the mountain, you will start seeing Naki Lake as a different. You are here, that's why you see something else. Some part is missed. You cannot see the complete panorama. Something you are not seeing. Something is obstructing somewhere. But you climb up, then you start seeing everything, things as they are. So, this drama is multifaceted. Then N, nothing new. Then O, observer. See this drama as a detached observer. Then P, past is past. Then Q, no questions, no complaints. Then R, this drama repeats. Then S, no superstition, no suspense, no stupidity. There is no place for any stupidity in this drama. Baba says, if you commit some sin, just tell to father, and half of the sins would get forgiven. But remember, in this drama, there is no such word as shama, forgiveness. Whatever one has done, you have to bear the fruit of it. You can't escape. That is the great law of karma. No one can escape the law of karma. No one. Okay, you can tell father and you can tell him, okay, I have done this mistake. Please forgive me. Your burden would get reduced. But the sin will stay. That will be burnt away only with yoga. That's it. There is no other way out. Or you have to bear the fruit of whatever you have done in this life. So, S, then T, this drama is truth. Everything is true here. And the last point, U, unchangeable, unalterable, inalterable, immutable. You cannot change this drama. But yes, if you want to change the drama, there is one way. yoga. Change your perspective. How you see things, how you view things. Then everything will appear different to you once you change. So these are the total 21 points about drama. Om Shanti.